This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Ward Clayton is one of the executive producers of an upcoming documentary called Loopers, A Caddy's Life. It is a pleasure to welcome Ward Clayton to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Ward.
John Patrick, it's hard to believe that's the case. As long as we've known each other, this is the first time we've talked golf in Augusta or anywhere.
I thought about that as I was preparing for this, that we've never done this. I've never had you on the show. Thanks for doing this. All right, let's start with this. Tell me how this whole project got its start, Ward.
Well, from my perspective, when I lived in Augusta from 91 till 2000, I wrote a book in the early 2000s called Men on the Bag, Story of the Augusta National Caddies. And that's how I got involved with my interest in caddies, to try to figure out who their nicknames were and who they really were. But the film got started by a gentleman named Jim Packer, who's an executive with Lionsgate in L.A., and he plays golf at Bel Air, really nice course out in L.A., and his caddy on a regular basis is a gentleman named Greg Puga. And Greg won the U.S. Mid-Amateur in 2000, I might get the year wrong here, and played in the 2001 Masters as a caddy, coming from Bel Air, playing at Augusta National as a caddy. And so that spurred his interest in, hey, has anybody ever done a documentary on caddies? And so therefore, it went to Ireland, Scotland, tried to get the origin of caddies, and came back to the States and went to some famous places to try to further that, to show how important caddies are in the whole perspective of golf.
How did you began to tell this story? How did you get involved with this project? Did it come from the book, or how did they find you?
They heard about the book, and it began with a cold call from Jim, just saying he's preparing a caddy documentary and wanted me to participate in it and brainstorm a little bit. So 4 years ago, this project started about trying to figure out how we were going to tell the entire story of caddying, not just from an Augusta perspective, but from everywhere, about how important the caddies are. So that's how I became just a small piece of the pie of these guys putting the film together. I'm by no means a filmmaker, but that's how I got involved with it, and try to make sure they stay golf-centric and not get off the deep end a little bit with their facts and so forth.
Well, I got you as an executive producer here, Ward. Just let's hang on to that for the next 6 or 7 minutes or so, okay? Was there a story you wanted to tell, or did the story kind of organically appear as you began to hear these stories from caddies?
I think it organically began to appear. You know, I always ask the question when I'm talking to groups about caddies is, how many times have you played around the golf with a caddy? How many times have you played or participated as a caddy, or just anything of that nature? And I think, and how many people have nicknames? And I think that sort of rounds everybody up about being a caddy. So I think all these stories appeared pretty naturally in regard to how essential the caddies are in both professional golfers. If you go to a resort and get a caddy, it's just a different kind of experience. So I think a lot of it came across naturally, how it's caddies aren't just the guys who pull the clubs or read your putts. They're the guys who are sort of your partner walking around during the course of the day and make it such a pleasant walk.
Then maybe you've answered this question. What do you tell that golfer that's never had a caddy? What do you tell them about that experience?
Well, number one, you're walking the golf course, which I think is an experience unto itself. But when you get somebody carrying your bag, you don't feel like you're struggling around. And they're also sort of giving you some history or telling you jokes or just whatever interaction you would have, like you go into the local bar, I would guess you could say, John, you know, when you sit at the bar by yourself and you're chatting with somebody beside you, you never can tell what kind of stories you're going to run into or what that experience is going to be like. It's a little bit like maybe the bartender sometimes, who's going to keep you comfortable and make you enjoy your evening, or same way with a round of golf.
We're talking with Ward Clayton here on the Augusta Golf Show. Some of these characters can be kind of hard to track down. How tough was that?
Well, these guys went to Scotland and Ireland, so they some of the famous courses there, and they met them, you know, at St. Andrews, and met them right in their home base. So while they were working, you know, they grabbed them aside and chatted with them a little bit. Since you're in Augusta, you know, you'll be familiar with Carl Jackson, who now lives in Arkansas, or Jerry Beard, who still lives up in the Sandhills area in Augusta, above Augusta National. So tracked down Michael Greller at his home base out in Washington State, mm-hmm. and talked with him at Chambers Bay, which is where he sort of developed his caddying niche. So, you know, you have to track these guys down a little bit and catch them while they're working, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Are they have such a great history, Ward, of being characters. I'm assuming in Europe they are kind of still that way. Do we still have great characters out there caddying?
Oh, yeah. I think you still got great characters, but they're probably a little more professional. You don't get as many guys who are, you know, stay up all night and caddy for you the following day. I think it's become quite a profession. There are organizations around the country that organize caddying cores for these famous resorts or these famous private clubs. And I think you still run into the characters who's going to be walking around with you and have a nickname and tell you sundry stories about who he caddied for or some of the funny things that happened on the golf course. Especially on the professional tours, those guys are real professionals now, because you can make a real living doing that, John. Yeah.
What's your favorite caddy nickname?
My favorite caddy nickname is probably Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Cemetery caddied for President Eisenhower when he was a member at Augusta National. And he got the nickname in Augusta because he played the drums at night. That was his second job in a jazz band. And one night, a young lady who he had taken a liking to, and vice versa, he decided he didn't like her anymore. And so she came to one of his gigs and took after him after he played and with a knife. And he ended up in one of the Augusta's hospitals. And they operated on him and thought he was dead and sent him to the morgue. And unfortunately, for the mortician, he woke up in the morgue and scared the guy half to death because he was not dead. So therefore, he earned the nickname Dead Man. But President Eisenhower thought it was more appropriate to call him Cemetery. So therefore, he lived the rest of his life with the nickname Cemetery. And a lot of people didn't know his real name as a result. So that's probably my favorite
that's
nickname.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a great yeah, story. Yeah. Why? A couple of minutes we have left. Why are caddies important to the future of the game?
Because it lends itself to interacting with other people on the golf course, and also it gives you a sense of the history of the game and the flow of the game. When you get in a golf cart, a lot of times you're trying to speed your way around a golf course. But when you got a caddy, you can play almost as quickly because you're going in a straight line unless you get the ball crooked. And it gives you just a sense of being on a golf course in sort of unto yourself versus trying to just speed around in the quickness of life. It gives you an opportunity to feel like golf is something that you can enjoy versus just chow down on, I guess you could say.
All right, help me here at the end. What's the plan for distribution?
Distribution this summer, but much like a lot of these films, we don't know as of yet where that'll end up. Netflix, ESPN 30 for 30, something of that nature. maybe a short theatrical release, but sometime middle or latter part of the summer, this will come out, and there'll be some showings around the country, maybe one in Augusta. We don't know that as of yet, but just I think as we get, when the heat of the day comes for the summer here, we'll know a little bit more about where that's going to end up.
He is Ward Clayton, bear with me here, executive producer of the upcoming documentary. It's called Loopers, A Caddy's Life. Be on the lookout for it. The trailer looks great, Ward. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Congratulations on all of this, and we will talk again.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.